It's long been one of the most notorious murders of the Troubles. Jane McConville, 37 years of age at the time and a widowed mother of 10, when she was accused of being a British sympathiser, she was dragged from her home in front of her children, taken away and shot by the IRA. That was back in 1972. Her body was only recovered from a beach in County Louth in 2003. Gerry Adams spent last night in Antrim Crime Suite, arrested in connection with what happened. He has always said that he was innocent of any part in the murder. Jean McConville's son Michael was 11 when she was taken by the IRA. He was in the room at the time. He told Radio 4's Sarah Montague on the Today programme this morning how he heard about Gerry Adams' arrest.
Well, I heard it from the police. The police rang me and this is what a 65-year-old man had been lifted from West Belfast in the connection of the disappearing and the murder of your mother. They didn't tell me what it was Gerry Adams. I found out later on what it was Gerry Adams.
And your reaction was?
Reaction was, I'm glad to see what the PSNI is taking this case very seriously, and when they're lifting someone like Gerry Adams about this here, but they're showing the McConville family what they are taking it very seriously.
Now, you were 11, I think, and in the room when your mother was dragged from it.
Yeah, I was 11 years of age, and when the IRA gang came in and trolled our mother out of our arms, a rob came to the door, they barged their way in. Me and all my brothers and sisters was holding on to my mother, crying, squealing. My mother was in an awful state because the IRA had took her out of a bingo hall the day before, and they had her for a few hours, and they beat her up. So the army had found her wandering about the streets, disorientated, didn't know where she was, and we knew what they were going to do it again on her when they took her. So me and all my brothers and sisters were very distressed at the fact that these people had came again to do this on our mother, when we seen the state, the cuts and bruises that my mother had already on her face from the night before.
Right, now they dragged her out. They subsequently took you as well, didn't they?
They took me about a week after it, because I knew some of the ones would come in and took my mother away because they hadn't got masks on, and I was going down to my grandmother's. They put a hood across my over my head, and it was a sleeve of a woolly jumper because I could see through it, and they brought me to a house and tied me to a chair, and they were beating me with sticks around my legs, my arms.
And this is when you were 11?
This is when I was 11, and they were putting a gun to my head and told me what they were going to shoot me. And then they fired a cap gun and stuck a penny in my leg.
And they were telling you what? That you shouldn't say what you had seen?
No, they didn't say it. It says if you tell anything about any of the IRA, we'll come back and we'll shoot you. Or we'll shoot one of your family members.
What did you do after that?
Me and all the rest of my brothers and sisters never spoke about anything because we were scared. The IRA had put this fear in us from the time it happened till 95, till the first ceasefire, when we started to speak out about it.
Did you know that your mother had been killed?
I knew my mother was dead about 2 weeks later, when an IRA man had came and left my mother's purse and her wedding rings at the house.
But you say you and your brothers and sisters never spoke about it.
We never spoke about it because we were took into care. We were put into separate homes. We were split up. I have a younger sister, which was 7 years of age at the time, and I never seen my younger sister about 3 or 4 times from she was 7 years of age right up till she was 16. And I had to younger brothers, twins, they were 6 years of age, and I've seen them about 5 or 6 times, right up till they were 16. So I hadn't got much contact with my family, and my family hadn't got much contact with me.
And have you reconnected with them since?
We're getting along all right at the minute, but we're still like strangers to each other. There's a lot of missing things in our life, our childhood. There's a good lot of that missing, but don't know what happened to each other or anything else. When the IRA first done this here and took our mother away, we knew what the IRA had murdered our mother, but we knew we had brothers and sisters, older brothers and sisters and younger brothers and sisters, and the welfare had took us away from us as well. And this was one of the worst things that ever happened to us, because we needed each other to see each other through this here, and we weren't there for each other.
Now, you say you knew who took your mother and you knew who beat you up.
Yeah.
Did you ever, when did you tell somebody about who it was?
I never told anyone who it was. I still haven't told anyone who it is. I told you when I had.
Do you know? I mean, do you know the names of the people?
Yeah, I do know the names of the people.
And you've never told anybody?
I never told anyone.
And have the police asked you?
I wouldn't tell the police.
Even now?
No, well, if I told the police now, rather me or one of my family members or one of my children would get shot by these people. Everybody thinks, but this has all gone away. It hasn't gone away. So it hasn't. People get intimidated every day. I'm not saying by the IRA, but there's other parts of the IRA, splinter groups of the IRA, and they would just class you as an informant and they would shoot you.
So in terms of, I mean, people talk about the justice for your mother, your mother's murder. Is that just a price that has to be paid in order to keep the rest of you alive, you feel?
I do. It's terrible. It's terrible from my point of view and my family's point of view, but we know these people and we can't say it about these people and we can't bring these people to justice.
Do you see these people on the streets now?
I've seen them on many occasions, yeah.
And how do you feel?
It's hard to explain how I feel. When I see them, my blood boils in my body. I just can't stand these people for what they've done to us. It's very hard to explain. I have mixed emotions about them.
You said that you were pleased that the Police Service of Northern Ireland were taking this seriously.
Yeah.
But you also seem to be implying that you won't help them by naming the murderers.
Well, I understand that, and I hope everybody that's listening to this today can understand my point of view. I have a young family. I don't want nothing to happen to them. I think if my mother was alive today, what she wouldn't want anything to happen to him. I hope everybody understands the situation what me and my family is in.
Can you imagine there ever being peace, in a settled peace in Northern Ireland?
It's something what we would love to have. I hope it does happen one day. I hope my children and my grandchildren see it.